Hello, amazing humans. Welcome back to another episode of Cynthia's Corner, where we get real and we empower ourselves to be the best version we can be. I'm your conversation creator and your host, Cynthia Kensington. Guys, listen, I just got back from an incredible event with the Strong Like Mom community and Gymshark. And when I tell you the energy was contagious, trust me, the energy was contagious. I had the chance to share a stage with some amazing women. We had Shakira Kabusi, who is a founder of the Strong Like Mom community. We had Catherine, a gut health dietitian, and she shared so much about gut health and nutrition. Then we had Ava Brennan, who is an actor. Some of you even recognized her. She's from Top Boy. She shared so many amazing tips on how she navigates motherhood. And finally, we had the badass Naisha Jordan Say, who is a super mom creating safe space to celebrate motherhood. Like I said, I was surrounded by so many incredible and inspiring women today, and they asked me some questions that really resonated with me. So I wanted to share my questions that I was asked and my answers with you guys, because the chances are you probably asked yourself the same question at some point in your life. So let's get into it. The first question that really hit home for me was, how do you pick yourself up when you're feeling down? And to be honest, my response was, you pick yourself up. You do exactly that. You have to pick yourself up because nobody is coming to rescue you from a bad mood. You have to be your own superhero. But the first step is you acknowledging that you're actually feeling down. And it's okay to not be okay. We all have those days. Now, the secret sauce here is you take small steps forward. You celebrate your tiny victories. And before you know it, those little steps lead to a big leap. And in the midst of all of that, don't forget to reach out to your loved ones. These are the people I call your partners in believing. Make sure you speak to them. Make sure you share how you're feeling with them. And they're able to remind you that you're just going through a phase and things will eventually get better. Remember, like I've said, there's nothing wrong with feeling down. Feeling down is normal. We all go through it. Your body is just trying to regulate its emotion. Your mindset is just shifting on certain things. So it is okay to feel down, but staying down is not an option. The second question that really resonated deeply with me was, how have you managed to go through so much and how do you stay motivated? This particular question is so close to my heart, and honestly, it's because I set myself up for challenges. Of course, life throws out challenges and I have no control over that, but I set myself challenges. Those challenges, they push me, they test me, but ultimately they keep me going. And in the midst of those challenges, there is a secret sauce. There is a secret weapon. I also have this unwavering belief that I am destined for greatness. The little seed in my head, deep down inside of me, that's what fuels my fire. You have to find your own why. You have to find that one thing that keeps you going in the morning. That little voice in your head that's whispering your potential. That's your motivation magic. And that's how you find your motivation. The third question is, how do you balance exercise with a busy lifestyle? Is it even possible? Routine is your best friend here. You have to schedule your workout like a VIP meeting with yourself. Something that you can't miss. Even if it's for 15 minutes, even if it's for 20 minutes a day, it makes a huge difference. Remember, it's all about showing up and showing out for yourself every single day. You have to make sure you get your daily fix of movement. The fourth question I was asked is there a science behind the empowerment of affirmation? And my response to that is, the science behind affirmation is still evolving. But one thing that I know is, you are what you say. And while I can't speak for everyone, affirmations have done wonders in my life. It's a game changer for me. Positive self-talk rewires my thinking. It might not happen overnight, but the more I keep going, it would keep changing my mindset. After a few weeks, I start to notice a shift in my mindset. I think when people think of affirmation, they think, I have to look into the mirror and say my boring one-liners. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that. If that works for you, great, keep at it. But I also want you to know that there are other ways to say your affirmations. Have you ever listened to a song, an inspiring song, where you feel the words and you start to say those words out because you believe those words? My darling, that is also affirmation. You're saying it, you're believing it, and you're accepting those words. So if you find that you saying an affirmation to the mirror doesn't work for you, try other ways. As far as it's positive self-talk you are telling yourself rather than negative self-talk, then my darling, a win is a win. The final question that hit home to me as a mom was, how does our mindset affect our kids? Our kids are like sponge. They absorb everything around us. They feed off our energy. So having a positive mental attitude is key here. Of course, we're not all sunshines and rainbow, but it's how we handle challenges that truly matters to them. When a child sees us overcome obstacles, they learn how to be resilient. We become their safe space. We become their foundation for strength. So as a mom, as a parent, keeping a positive mental attitude is very, very important for the sake of our mini-me's. Okay, that's it for me, guys. I really hope that these questions and these answers really resonated with you. I want you to remember, with all life challenges, you are strong, you are capable, you are destined for greatness. Keep picking yourself up, keep chasing your goals, and keep inspiring the world around you. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. I'm always happy to hear from you guys, and I'm always happy to support you if I can on your journey. You can always find me on Instagram at Cynthia Kesington, or feel free to drop me an email, info@cynthiakesington.com. Until next time, have the most amazing week.